Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. You are an animal. No, don't take any personal offense. I'm just setting up the story here. You're an animal, and you walk up to a mirror, or slink, or crawl, whatever you do, and you look in that mirror. What do you see? What do you think that you are seeing? Well, studies have shown that mirrors can improve the lives of a variety of laboratory, zoo, farm, and companion animals. Isolated cows and sheep have lower stress reactions when mirrors are around. With mirrors, monkeys alone or in groups show a healthy increase in social behaviors, such as threats, grimaces, lip smacking, and teeth chattering. And laboratory rabbits housed alone are also more active. Mirrors in bird cages reduce some birds' fear. But why? Other animals have a very different experience with mirrors than people do. According to the prevailing science, individuals of most species can't recognize their reflections as themselves. Gordon Gallup invented the test that shows whether an animal recognizes itself in the mirror. He marked primates' faces and ears with dye and watched whether they used a mirror to investigate the spots. If they did, it revealed that the animals understood that the faces in the mirror were their own. But he thinks that most animals probably think of their reflections as another animal. The calming effect in some cases could come partly from the reflection's apparent mimicking. The animal confronting its own reflection in a mirror has complete control over the behavior of the image, and therefore the animal is always attentive and ready to reciprocate when the animal is. He and Stuart Capper wrote this in 1970. In other words, the mirror image is sort of like a friend who does exactly what you want, always. Yet it does seem likely that some animals are intelligent enough to notice that there are differences between a reflection and a real animal. An animal in a mirror has no smell or sound, and for that matter, no body. Even fish may get that. Researchers have routinely used mirrors to test aggression levels in fish because fish are among the creatures that react fearfully to their mirror images. But a study published found that 2 out of 3 related species exhibited differing responses to a mirror image than to an actual live opponent. Another study found differences in brain gene expression levels depending upon whether fish were meeting other fish or a mirror. Clearly, the fish recognized something unusual about the mirror image, and the differential brain response may reflect a cognitive distinction, according to the authors. Whatever animals do conclude about their creature in the mirror, mirrors sometimes lead to bizarre and quite unhelpful behaviors. Many bird owners have horror stories of their male birds mating with their reflections. This mirror image mate can also stimulate females to lay eggs, which can be dangerous for them because it depletes calcium, causing brittle bones and other health problems. Pair bonding birds like budgies may bond with their mirror image and snub their owner. Mice feed less around mirrors, really, suggesting that mirrors may not be ideal companions for rodents either. When it comes to dogs and cats, reactions vary. The first mirror exposure can be hilarious, with the young animal trying to play or fight with its reflection and ending up completely confused. Eventually, most of them ignore or even avoid their reflections, although some dogs continue to growl when confronted with a mirror. But it is clear that some pets, especially cats, continue to be entertained by their reflections. There are probably 19,000 YouTube videos about cats looking at themselves in mirrors. Now they are preening and performing acrobatics in front of the mirror, making it seem for all the world like they do recognize themselves. Though mirrors may provide comfort and entertainment, they are clearly not enough for most social animals. The most poignant example is a study of a young monkey raised with only mirrors for companionship. Not surprisingly, the monkey displayed a sad mix of autoeroticism, self-clasping, and bizarre posturing, behaviors known as isolation syndrome. The same would be true for isolated cats, dogs, birds, and other pets. If you've got one you know, they accept no substitute for the person you see in the mirror. I don't think you need a high-level scientific study to realize the animal doesn't know that it's a reflection. Why would they? They don't understand the concept of what a mirror is. I bet you when you were a kid, and when I was a kid, and we first saw a mirror for the first time, did we automatically think, oh yeah, that's a mirror. Look at the nice frame around the mirror. It complements the room so much. Or if you come from a time when people used to mirror an entire wall, I could never understand that. That was a very weird late 60s, 70s thing, where it doubled the size of the room. Nonetheless, ever the more, if a creature sees himself or herself in the mirror, doesn't know, How do they know it's a reflection? They don't know it's them. I think the idea of putting the dye on the face of the primates so they could demonstrate that it is what we call a mirror image might be a good way to try to take an animal of a higher intelligence level and try to introduce the concept of a mirror. I think it's very difficult to do that. They just think it's another animal. So next time you look into the mirror, you'll know you're a pretty lucky person to know that that person staring at you is you staring right back at you. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.